We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans, and welcome back to another edition of the Daily Draft, brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I am your host, Ross Uglum, and as you might be able to tell, I am still a little bit under the weather, but we've got to get these bad boys out to you guys as the draft continues to approach. So very excited about the, this will be about the first show that you guys, I guess, have seen since we announced our live draft party at Badger State Brewing Friday, April 26th. Super excited, 4 o'clock to 5:30, a Pack-A-Day podcast, social hour, happy hour type thing with Andy Herman, and then 5:30 all the way through to the end of the draft with me. It's going to be awesome. But let's dive right into our prospect here, because as I mentioned, still not feeling 100%. Florida State running back Trey Benson, a very popular Packers pick. And I think that has to do with just kind of the lack of speed that Josh Jacobs and A.J. Dillon have, or at least the lack of timed speed. And that's where, you know, Trey Benson has that in spades. He's a home run hitter. His speed is very, very real. Time speed of 4.39 in the 40-yard dash. He's top 10 nationally in breakaway percentage, means the percentage of his runs that go for more than 15 yards. I mean, truly a home run hitter. Another thing that I noted with Trey, he is a high-level pass protector, meaning that he does have the potential to be a three-down back in the NFL, in the sense that if he is in the game, it's not a dead giveaway that you are running it, because he can pass pro. He simply does not fumble the football. Again, I've talked about fumbling in the past. It is more of a tiebreaker for me. It's like drops. Guys that really, really don't fumble the football might fumble twice, and guys that have fumbling problems might fumble five times over the course of a season. I'm not that worried about those three plays. Fumbling is important. Turning the ball over is bad, but ultimately, I'm more worried about down in, down out, what happens over the course of 300 carries in a season. How good's your vision? How explosive are you? How much do you generate yards after contact? Things of that nature. Can you affect the passing game in a positive way? I'm going to care more about that stuff than I'm going to care about fumbling. But when you just don't fumble the ball, that's going to go in the pros. Ideal frame for a feature back at 6 foot 216. Not overly big, where he's this enormous target that's going to get hurt all the time, and not overly small either. I mean, he looks like what a feature back looks like. He looks like a number one back, and somebody that, again, I think not a player that I would necessarily slide into this role. You know, I've kind of mentioned Jonathan Brooks is the only player that I sort of see kind of as a feature three down back, but Trey Benson would be the closest thing to that, or the if a player ends up being a team's feature back out of this class that isn't Jonathan Brooks, I think it has a chance to be Trey Benson. The burst is real. I think his acceleration matches his 10-yard split and his 40 and his broad jump. I am impressed with his burst and his straight line speed. That first 3 yards, right? First couple steps, that shows up consistently. And that's good for a team that's going to run wide zone and split zone. It's a positive thing, because once you get to that point, and hopefully your vision, the blocking says, okay, I'm going to put my foot in the ground and go, which is what you listen to, you know, you hear so much when folks talk about Green Bay system and the, you know, McVay system, and all the way going back to the Alex Gibbs system, where, okay, we're going to run zone. You're going to find your cutback lane. You're going to put your foot in the ground and you're going to go. Running backs with burst are the best ones for that. I think Benson has that. Natural hands, I think 75% of his career drops came in one game, and you just kind of throw that one out because you get the yips, or you know, it gets in your head, whatever. But like I said, 3/4 of drops came in one game. So, I'm going to watch, you know, the majority of the kid's career and understand that he catches the ball well, catches the ball naturally, catches it away from his frame, and, pass protects well. I think he can play, as I mentioned, on multiple downs. Contact balance is elite. He's a very physical football player. I'm going to kind of put that in the negative as well, though. Just we'll talk about that. It's good to be physical, but from a longevity standpoint and from just like a general, you know, what backs work and what backs don't, like I don't know if he's going to be able to crave contact, and we'll talk about this in cons, but I don't know if Benson's going to be able to crave contact the way that he craves contact right now at the pro level. I don't know if it's sustainable. You like to be able to break tackles. That's all good. But he kind of wanted to run everyone over in college. I don't know how viable that is in the pros. I would say he's got plus vision. It's not Aaron Jones vision. It's not, you know, crazy elite. Sometimes he will just kind of go, as opposed to, be you know, have that patience and you know, kind of like there aren't that many times, I guess, like when I'm trying to explain vision, there aren't that many times on his tape where I go, man, how did he see that? That's crazy. It's like, oh, good cut. And again, it's in a positive. We're still talking about the pros section of this entire discussion. So, you know, I didn't go holy cow that often when watching him and go, man, how did he see that? But still a plus. He's got good vision. Cons, does not make people miss very often. And that's when we were talking about his contact balance and his physicality. It's required because he's not making guys miss. So is it a positive? Is it a negative? That's kind of what we're discussing. But I mean, he needs to sort of run through guys or have guys bounce off of him, because guys aren't missing. That's not what Trey Benson does. Not a ton of wiggle. Never ran the agility drills. You know, what does Tazeem say? Usually guys aren't skipping drills because they're really good at them. And I would believe that. I think Benson's a linear athlete, and I don't know that that's, you know, you'll see with my grade, like, I don't think it's a huge problem, but I bet he doesn't have a great short shuttle. I bet he doesn't have a great three cone. It's not what I see on film. I mean, the short area movement is not where he succeeds. He succeeds with long speed and burst. He's gets going fast, and he gets going fast when he gets going fast, if that makes sense. I mean, he's a linear athlete. Not much of a route tree. He catches it fine, but I don't know that he's going to be anything more, at least right away, than a check down and a screen game guy. And part of that is we go right back to the lack of wiggle. you know, the three cone stuff and the short shuttle stuff and that ability to make people miss in a phone booth. That's what happens at the top of a route too, right? Like arrow routes, choice routes, things of that nature. Whip routes, like that stuff isn't there for, you know, what we're talking about. That stuff isn't there at the top of routes. And again, catches the ball naturally, pass pros well. But for right now, I see Trey Benson as a check down guy. I see Trey Benson as a screen guy. I don't see a ton of wiggle there for, more advanced routes.
Baseball season is officially back, and what a heck of a start for those Milwaukee Brewers. But just as we get set to wrap up an epic NCAA tournament, baseball is back, and it's better than ever when pairing it with America's number one fantasy sports app, Prize Picks. I know what some of you are thinking. All of these fantasy sports apps are complicated and hard to understand. That is simply not the case with Prize Picks. Prize Picks is super simple to play. I've literally gone in, found entries that I wanted to select, made my picks, and finished the entire process in under 60 seconds. Also, withdrawals are easy, payouts are easy, and they have an enormous selection of players and stat types to choose from that make the selection process super easy. All right, here's a true story. I did a fantasy baseball draft with my friends this year. Half of my team is already hurt, and I've already used up all of my transactions for the week. It is an absolute nightmare. Normally, I'd be ticked off, but I didn't even bat an eye this year. I didn't care at all because I opened up my Prize Picks app, made all new selections with players that weren't hurt, and if I'm being totally honest, it's a lot more fun this way anyway. This week, I'm keeping an eye on Bobby Witt Jr., Luis Robert, and Julio Rodriguez, three of my absolute favorite baseball players. But enough about me. It's time for you to get in on the fun with Prize Picks. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Packers fit. In theory, he has the speed that Dylan and Jacobs lack. But does he really diversify the room? And what I mean by that is he's another 6 foot, 215-pound back who doesn't make anybody miss. Does he help on passing downs? I mentioned he can catch. He can block. But he's not a third down back. He's not creating mismatches in the passing game. Green Bay likes agility drill guys. A.J. Dillon's weren't special. Aaron Jones's were. You know, and so the three cone is usually an important thing for them. But like I said, Dylan's super high RAS came from being a linear athlete like Benson, explosive, fast for a guy his size. Now, Dylan is 25, you know, pounds, whatever, heavier than Benson, but it's a lot of the same athletic profile where not a lot of wiggle from Dylan, not a lot of wiggle from Benson. Benson, though, has that gear. So Dylan runs really fast for a 247-pound back. Trey Benson runs fast for everyone at 4.39. That's just real high-level running back speed at 4.39. I think he makes some sense, especially if they're only going to do one more year with Dylan, just because he is such a – I mean, he runs almost 0.3 of a second faster than Josh Jacobs, who's a mid-4.5s guy. He's a high 4.3s guy. I mean, there's a definite difference in Jacobs. If you're saying that Dylan's not a part of your long-term plans, and I think the Packers would be hard-pressed to say that Dylan is part of a long-term plan right now. Benson as a second back, this, I don't know if this is going to make any sense. Benson as a second back to Jacobs makes more sense than Benson as a third back to Jacobs and Dylan, because he's not really an RB3. He's not a third down guy. He's not a special teams guy. He's not a pass catching guy. Excuse me. He's not a pass catching guy. He is more of a feature back and more of a guy that you would have kind of do a thunder and lightning thing with Josh Jacobs. So that makes a little bit more sense if you're understanding that your relationship with AJ Dillon is not long term. And the final thing that I'll say, which is true, is that they haven't done much with Florida State since the Jamal Reynolds and Javon Walker of it all. You can just look that up. Green Bay spent two really high picks on Florida State guys, and Jamal Reynolds and Javon Walker. One of those things did not work out at all. And the Javon Walker thing didn't probably end the way everybody wanted it to do. But ultimately not a ton of Florida State stuff. I think they took like Andrew Datko, who was a tackle. But plenty of other, you know, took Jair Alexander over Derwin James, took Rashawn Gary over Brian Burns. And I'm not complaining about this stuff, but just Florida State has not been a school that they've been super, you know, in taking a bunch of their guys since the Jamal Reynolds and Javon Walker. Overall grade on Trey Benson. He's got a high round 3 for me. He is RB2. He is player 73 overall. And I think if you could get him at 88 or 91, that would be pretty cool. Okay. Thanks so much, guys, for continuing to battle with me. We want to make sure we keep getting you guys this content, even when I sound like crap. Buy the draft guide. Use promo code DAILY for 10% off. Come to the draft party at Badger State. Follow me on X. I'm at Ross Uglum. Do everything you're supposed to do. Excuse me, here on the Packaday podcast. And like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications so that you get all the Packers content you require on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your day, guys. Go Pack, go.
Headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.